USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In his opening statements during a House Judiciary Committee hearing Wednesday about policing practices and law enforcement accountability, George Floyd's brother describes the anguish his family felt when videos surfaced showing the death of his brother.
When you watch your big brother, who you looked up to your whole entire life, die begging for his mom, I'm tired of pain.
Top government infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says the WHO was not correct in claiming that asymptomatic transmission of the coronavirus is very rare. Fauci, speaking on ABC's Good Morning America, explains,
there's no evidence to indicate that's the case. And in fact, the evidence that we have, given the percentage of people, which is about 25-45% of the totality of infected people, likely without symptoms.
USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back to back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis. He was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had. And he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this will be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Many prominent Democrats, including former Vice President and 2020 Democratic presumptive nominee Joe Biden, are backing away from statements made by some extreme on the left who want to defund the police. But Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York City tells ABC's Good Morning America she's for defunding the police.
What a lot of folks are talking about when it comes into this movement is that they're asking for the same budget priorities that many affluent suburbs already have. And it may sound strange, but many affluent suburbs have essentially already begun pursuing a defunding of the police in that they fund schools, they fund housing, and they fund healthcare more as their number one priority.
The latest Zogby poll says President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden are tied at 46% each, with some 8% remaining unsure of who they'll vote for. Pollster Jonathan Zogby saying we might be in for a long night come Election Day. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Americans will recognize some of the names linked to U.S. Attorney John Durham's ongoing probe into federal surveillance abuses. That's at least according to Attorney General William Barr. He tells Fox News that he's troubled by the findings so far.
Publicly made clear that this does not involve looking at President Obama or Vice President Biden. I think the people that we're looking at are not at that level, and I think...
What names we would be familiar with?
Some of them. For the first time in American history, police organizations and the national security organizations were used to spy on a campaign. And there was no basis for it.
If you had to characterize the Durham report as you know it now, is it going to be eye-opening for Americans?
You know, I'm very troubled by what has been called to my attention so far, but I'm not going to characterize it beyond that.
States are continuing to slowly and safely reopen, including New Jersey, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
In New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy says up to 50 people can now get together inside and 100 outside following a decline in coronavirus numbers.
With more and more of our businesses reopening, we are no longer requiring you to stay at home, but we are asking you to continue to be responsible and safe.
For more news, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.